as he jogged back toward the Humvee, breathing heavy, face spattered with dust and blood, a mess of the fight behind him, still surrounded by a halo of smoke. He was surprised to find that he was feeling better than he had any right to, except his knees, which always seemed to hurt. He pulled his cell phone from his pocket and saw that it had been ruined in the fight. He tossed what was left onto the floor of the Humvee and grabbed a canteen.
Hovis! Come with me!
He yelled as he leaned out of the car door that he'd left ajar only a few blurred minutes before. Zeller was still in the Humvee trying to coordinate support on the radio when Max poked his head in. He looked at him with eyes wide.
Where are you going?
He asked incredulously.
We're going to see if we can get to Li Jing on foot, since we're stuck here in this mess. If you get unstuck, head in that direction,
Max said as he pointed toward the intersection.
I saw her a few minutes ago, but lost sight of her again. She's here.
How will I locate you?
Zeller shouted as Max and Hovis jogged off between the burning wrecks blocking the road.
Follow the sound of gunfire,
Max yelled back with a wicked grin.